Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hanley, mornings on the Score.
Who will win the Kentucky Derby and why?
There's a part of me that believes that Mendelsohn is a super horse freak and has a shot at being a Triple Crown winner. And this is a horse that has won in four countries, the United Arab Emirates, in England, in Ireland, and the United States. And he's done it on dirt, synthetic turf, and turf itself. He put up a 106 buyer figure in winning the UAE Derby. Pick Mendelsohn, but if you put the screws to me, I would say that a horse like Bolte Oro would be more likely to win the Kentucky Derby. I love tactical speed. He fits a lot of the things that I like out of a Derby horse.
Bolte Oro was my horse months ago. Now, he finished second to Justify in the Santa Anita Derby, right. But the numbers he ran there would have won the Florida Derby, the Arkansas Derby, the Bluegrass, and the Wood. All preps for this race. He's going to need Justify to falter just a little bit. Traffic trouble, whatever you're going to bet. Bolte Oro and Mendelsohn right now, flip of a coin for me. I'll probably put them both on top in different exactas and trifectas. But Bolte Oro and Mendelsohn, you know, can't split them right now, but I'm going to have to by tomorrow.
Caleb Keller, racing analyst from TVG.
I am going to take Justify. I think that Mendelsohn might have too much talent and Magna Moon might have too much talent to be completely put away. But I think that Justify, with his versatility and his overall natural gifted ability, no matter what, when you put away the speed, you've got to hold off a late threat. And I really think that that's going to be Audible. Justify and Audible, really, to me, are going to be the key horses in all my bets.
Eddie Olchek.
I'm actually looking to the horse at the inside of Justify, who is the 7. I'm looking at the 6-horse Good Magic. I just think that this horse is sitting on a big race. He won the Bluegrass down at Lexington, Kentucky at Keeneland about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I think he can be very tactical. I think he'll like the off track. He has his breeding certainly suggests he would like the off track. I'm not sure if his mutter was a mutter, but we'll find out if that is indeed the case on Saturday.
Randy Moss, NBC Sports racing analyst.
I think Audible is one of the A-list horses in here for bettors. To me, Justify is a horse that doesn't represent any value as the favorite. To me, the two horses to focus on at the top would be Bolte Oro and Audible. That's my favorite exacta in the Kentucky Derby, just throwing out Justify because of the fact that he's the favorite and there were too many question marks.
Mully and Hanley, mornings from 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.